beep a horn for the prop. It ain't easy. Getting Tangeray straight out the bottle. Everybody wanna know if I'm insane. My baby mama got a mind full of silly games.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The thing with 2:30 Tupac is I have to find a way to get in there without interrupting Ike's flow. Because Ike will rap almost every single one of them, and I don't want to interrupt him because I am personally enjoying it. I also don't want to talk over him. So I know the music part that I want to get in on, but I also don't want to interrupt him.
I try not to go too long because I know you got to get in there.
No, I enjoy it. So you get 2:30 Tupac, 3:30 Country, 4:30 90s, 5:30 Creed. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The tour request is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, which we are, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should Kevin Petrullo be coaching for his job on Sunday? Yes or no? I say yes. Ike says no. What do you think the Twitter poll says? Yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I'm imagining they're saying yes.
But well, you would be correct.
Probably, let's go 67%.
Oh, what if I told you it was higher?
Wow.
Yeah. What if I told you it was higher?
77%?
What if I told you it was higher than that?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It is.
It must be in the 80s?
88.3%.
88?
Yeah.
Man.
Now.
We found something Eagles fans are negative about.
Yeah. Seriously.
Now, the details do matter in that if they were to, by some insane chance, lose 41-37 and put up 480 yards of total offense.
That's a good point.
Would be tough, you know, but the details do matter. Before we get back to the phones on this, I mentioned that something feels a little bit different. And that is the idea of winning a Super Bowl and the lead up to it. And I don't know if it is the pressure of having already won and then, you know, expectations change how you feel about a team. But I was thinking about, well, if the Eagles won the Super Bowl this year, I'm trying to think about my reaction in 2018 and then in last year when it happened. I cried in 18. I remember going to I went to my Pop-Up Fred's like grave site and all that kind of stuff. And then last year was cool and it was fun. It did not feel the same. This year, it's like it is exciting, but it the lead up to it, there is a sort of anticipation or excitement that I think then I was excited that it might happen, and now I'm nervous that it might not. And maybe that's what it is. It just does not feel, it's exciting. It doesn't feel the same kind of exciting that it felt, though.
Yeah, I totally understand. Listen, the first one is going to always be tough to live up to.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's your first one. It's your first one you got. So that's one. That one's always going to be tough. But now I think back to last year, and I even think back when we went back to the Super Bowl in 22, there was a belief in the one we went to in 22 as well that there was more anticipating of winning it and being excited about getting your second one.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what we felt last year, along with Saquon having such a magical season, man. That's why I was arguing with Elliot yesterday. I'm like, I had a completely different feeling with that team last year going into the playoffs than I have with this team this year.
He was right in that we weren't as optimistic as we think we were.
Right.
But it was certainly more optimistic than it is this year.
And that's pretty much what I was saying. So to your point this year, I kind of feel the same way, I guess. I guess for me, it's more or less, I don't feel the anxiety that I would have if they lost the Super Bowl. In other words, I don't have the nervousness of not getting there and not winning. And maybe that's the comfort of winning last year and being able to say, well, they won it last year.
Yes.
So I don't have as much of that built up frustration or intense that they got to do it this year. It would almost be a cherry on top doing it again this year.
It's almost like, you know, you think about, when I think about dealing with, because in college and then after college, I dealt with a lot of Boston sports fans.
Right.
And the Red Sox fans during that run and Patriots fans were just smug. I mean, but I understand now how you get that way, because when you get rid of the loser thing,
sure,
your identity has to be something. Yeah. Right. And I guess I'd rather it be that than because the, you know, we were talking about what it's like to be a New York sports fan right now. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that it's muted to them is because they're not winning. Well, I think that almost made us crazier when we weren't winning.
It made us crazier, yes.
Yeah, it makes them disaffected. And that is one of the things about Philly that's special. Yeah. I just, and Jack said it yesterday, and I know he's saying it tongue-in-cheek in some way, but when you have, you said that it's good when there's 10 years in between them.
Well, I like it. Feeling like there's a build-up to it again. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
We don't need 10 years, though.
Okay. Six. I also don't like the thing where it's like, I'll take one championship and then 10 years of bad. Because that 10 years of bad sucks.
No,
that's
horrible. Yeah.
That's not fun at all.
Yeah.
But like, wait, like having it build back up again and like have a whole new generation get to experience their first title and thing. Like, I do like that.
Yeah, listen, I get that part of it. Yeah. If it was just that easy to say, well, we'll be back here and win one in 5 years.
Yeah.
But it's not. And that's where I try to remain grounded in. I don't want to take this time for granted. Like, I want to get as many of them as you can. And if that turns me into a snob football fan or sports fan being here to where I can... I do like saying that's what we do is win.
Yeah.
I do enjoy saying that. I do. Listen, because for a lot of years, couldn't say that. And, you know, I don't have to explain to you. You were born and raised here. And for every other sports fan that went through the 60s and the 70s and in the 80s and the 90s, while other teams win, when you clearly knew we had talented enough teams to win titles, we just didn't get it done. Right, the Sixers finally doing it in 83. Yeah, they got that one, but the feeling of there should have been another one or two there with that team under Dr. J and what he was able to do. That Phillies team probably feels like they should have won more than one with Mike Schmidt.
Yes.
Right? Definitely the Reggie White Eagles teams. And then you go to the teams I was a part of. We should have won. So there's a lot of suffering that's gone on during that time that I'm okay in this. This 8-year window we're in, and if we extend it to 10 to 12 years where we are a champion, we're winning, and we're competing for titles, I don't ever want it to become so watered down that I don't appreciate it. So you're kind of trying to fight against what's natural human instinct to being taking it for granted. But at the same time, I'm like, let's go win this thing again.
Well...
Let's go win it again this year. Let's have a parade.
Let's do it. Might as well.
Why not? Somebody has to do it. Why not us?
Well,
just get other teams in the city something to strive for.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to be like the Eagles.
That's right. That's what you should be doing.
Anytime you're talking about take 10 years off from winning. Yeah, no. Are the Phillies going to pick up the slack?
Probably not.
No, probably not.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, it is. See if I can navigate this.
I told you, 2030s. The 2031 Phils. 2032?
Shut up.
Gonna be a problem.
Will Bryce still be here?
Well, 2031 is when his contract runs out.
Oh,
so they'll win the World Series.
No.
Okay. Here's what's gonna happen. Yeah. Here's what's gonna happen.
Okay.
They're gonna win 2032, the year he retires.
Yes, and I'm never gonna let you forget it.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
Never. No, but don't you worry. They're never gonna win a title while I work at WIP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, would never give me that kind of joy.
No. You don't deserve it.
No, they would never let me go on one victory lap. They let Ike get everything because he had a rough 2000, 2004.
That was rough,
you know,
man. Yeah,
you know,
that was a rough stretch.
And now he gets all this. It's insane.
215-592-9494. Should Kevin Petula be coaching for his job on Sunday? Bam and Upper Darby joins us. Bam, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas? Happy New Year's.
Hey, Bam.
What's
Happy
up, Bam?
New Year.
I could have had a better New Year's, though, Jack. I was at a party on New Year's Eve, man. Got grazed by a bullet.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, I was at a New Year's Eve party, and then somebody, this random person was... showed up to the party and they think it was cool, shot up in the air and one of the bullets came down and struck me. Grazed me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm alright. It just burns. I had to, like, they got me in a burn cast and had to put a lot of aloe vera on there.
Wow.
It's aloe vera, yeah.
Did the party continue? I mean, did you keep part? Did it happen before midnight?
Come on, man. You stayed for the rest of the party, right?
Yeah, I stay for the rest of the party.
That's my man right there.
Where'd it hit you at?
In my arm and my neck, on my shin.
Jeez.
Hold on. You got hit twice?
Yeah,
it's like JFK.
It ricocheted off my arm and it hit my shin.
But it's single bullet theory. Yeah. Are you sure there wasn't a grassy knoll by the party?
Nah.
Okay.
It was somebody there. Oh man.
Now, just to be sure, nobody was seriously, obviously.
Are you the only one who got hit?
Yeah. Is everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's okay.
Okay. All right.
Wow. I was the only one who got hit because I couldn't run fast enough.
Wow.
Never mind. Yeah.
You should be careful running.
Yeah. What do you think about the Eagles?
The Eagles, I think Kevin Vitullo needs a coach for his job.
Yes, sir.
If not, we need to go get Kevin. What's his name? Stefanski.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring back Pennsylvania's native.
Oh, yeah. Bring him home.
Well, there'll be guys out there. You know, the Daboll thing, people will talk about. Stefanski will be out there, unless I think Stefanski's going to get another head coaching job. That would be my guess. But there will be established guys out there. I'm actually, you're okay though, right, Bam?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. Jeez Louise.
I got the answer to the next question.
Yeah, okay, yeah, go, give us a notable 90s event.
I love how you're still locked in.
You're
on
locked
the show.
In. Yep. Give us a notable 90s event.
All right, so this had been, I think, the year I was in my seventh grade. I was going through puberty. Monica Lewinsky.
Yep. What happened with her?
Guys like to be stroked.
What happened with her?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Twice
in 1 week.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that was certainly notable.
Now I'm awake!
Thank you for the call, Bam. Twice in the 2 o'clock hour in consecutive days, we have Monica Lewinsky mentions.
Well, it was notable in the 90s.
Hold on.
Yep.
He said he couldn't run away?
Well, yeah, so if it's your first time listening, Bam is blind.
Right.
So that is why I said he should be careful running, because he could have run toward the gunman.
Or a wall.
But more importantly, towards the gunman.
Yeah.
The gunman, I think, was just shooting into the air.
Right.
Like it's a...
Hold up.
Hold
up. We're indoors, though, right?
Well, it could have been a ricochet.
Why is he shooting indoor?
Well, I don't... What kind of parties is Bam going to? And the guy with the gun, don't you know Bam's in there? Like, he's an important guy. And also, getting away is going to be tougher for him.
It's going to be tough, man. He's the one who can't get away.
Yeah.
When everybody scatters.
Yes.
Unless you're pulling Bam with you.
Yes.
And that's still a problem.
Bam probably better off staying put.
Stay put.
He lives a wild life. An hour with Bam this summer.
Oh, yeah, this summer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This guy.
He opens up with this show. We're like, should Kevin Petullo be coaching for his job? He's like, I got shot on New Year's Eve.
Bet he didn't see that coming.
You didn't even let me say it.
Aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
Aloe vera. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town.
Hold up, one more thing.
Okay, all right, hang on, Yoshi.
Hold on, one more thing.
Yep.
If it is, he's not reading the bottle, so it's not like he read it wrong.
The aloe vera bottle?
Yeah.
Yes.
So did somebody tell him?
Said it wrong? Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. Hey, Yoshi.
Oh, my God.
My man Spike, what up, boo? Man.
What's up, boo?
Big Ike, Jesse, baby. What's poppin'?
What's up, Yoshi?
I said, you should be careful running. Where you gonna run?
That's the thing, man. He could be running out into the middle of the street. I mean, like, it could be more dangerous where he's running. There could be a second gunman. Who knows?
And then you roll the JFK line out there.
Yeah, the JFK line was awesome.
Maybe he was watching out for the second gun.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, my God, man.
Damn, and I just want to say, we're laughing. Hold on, Yosh. We're laughing because he's okay. Like,
yeah, yes.
We are very glad that Bam is okay.
Yes.
And the way Bam started it too was saying, "Hey Bam, blah 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 blah." Yeah, I got shot. What's his name?
Yep.
Oh man. Woo. Sorry, Bam. What's name? You, hey Bam, you make me laugh, bro. What's name? One thing you did see coming was Jalen Hunt, man. I give you that. Bro.
He did. Didn't he say that that Jalen Hunt would have like 5 pick sixes this year? I mean,
hey, man, he wanted the best coming. People on the daggone team, though. He ain't got no 5 picks.
He got 3 of them, though.
Yeah. He's making out there.
Yeah.
Got to give him that.
Hey, oh, man.
Well, Bam just messed me all up, what's his name? You know what? I agree with Spike, and I feel as though, what's his name, KP should be coaching for his job. But, man, if Nick do like he did Shane and just give him free will – I'm willing to see what he got because I feel like Nick, what's his name, got like a big hand in what goes on in this offense, man. I really do. I mean, it looked like this in 2021. Then he gave it to Shane. It looked totally different. Gave it totally to Shane, what's his name, in 2022, and look how we was looking. He got it back, what's his name. He was masking himself with Brian in 2023, and it looked crazy again. 2024, it looks so much better, what's his name, with Kellen, even though Jalen, what's his name, took his time getting himself where he needed to be. And here we go again. Nick is masking through the OC. Take Nick out the equation. Let KP just have free will. And I wouldn't mind, you know, seeing what he could do. And Jack, every 10 years, stop tripping, boy. Look, I'm 59 years old, man.
Yeah, we don't have time to be waiting on that.
Of a black, the life expectancy of a black man is 69, 72 years old. Hopefully we live longer than that.
Yeah.
But every 10 years, man, forget that next generation. I ain't going to be around, what's his name? I'm going to leave my grandkids some money if my wife, what's his name, still alive and want to share it with them. What's his name? But I ain't worried about what they going to enjoy. I want to enjoy what I'm going to enjoy, and I will appreciate it. Look, I've been laying with a woman longer than you, Jack Fritz, been alive, and I appreciate it every time I lay down with my woman.
So what'd you think of the day?
Just like winning. It's just like winning. I appreciate it every time. You know what I'm talking about, Ike Reese?
Yep, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Yost, do you have a notable 90s event for next question today?
Yeah, man. What's the name? I'm going to get to it, but all them daggone children I had, what's the name, who gave me all them grandbabies, what's the name? I started smelling myself in the 90s, but that ain't what I was going to say.
Yeah, that can't be it.
But the 90s was a good time for me. I was like Ike Reese, what's the name, on draft night. I was awake, Ike. God almighty, I killed the 90s, boy. Michael Jackson marries Lisa Marie.
That was a big one.
That was a big one.
That was a big one. That was a big one.
Love you, Cass. I'll holler at y'all.
All right, Yosh.
All right, Yosh.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
They did the kiss, right, at the award show?
They did. And Paris Jackson, I guess, he had his daughter with the next one, Debbie,
Debbie Rowe.
Yeah, they did not have, he didn't have a kid with Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie,
right?
No. Yeah. That was a sham.
Yeah.
Even the kiss didn't look good.
No. The Britney Spears Madonna kiss looked a lot more real than the Michael Jackson Lisa Marie kiss. Yeah. What was I going to say there?
Lisa Marie.
Probably what I texted you.
Passed away. Right?
We got some news. Hmm. Not breaking, but important Eagles news, Eagles related news. This is per Ian Rappaport, aka Rap Sheet, aka Crap Sheet. Kyle Shanahan told reporters that Pro Bowl left tackle Trent Williams and wide receiver Ricky Pearsall will not practice today, putting their availability in doubt against the Eagles. Now, I suspect that could be gamesmanship, because Kyle Shanahan said on Saturday...
Did they be ready to play? Yeah,
on Sunday.
Yes.
We're 4 days later. This game will be 8 days after that Saturday game.
Yeah.
So now, if they don't practice, they don't practice, and he can't lie about that.
No.
You know, they'll see whether they practice or not. But that is a missing Trent Williams is huge, and then missing. I know Jack has made fun of me for Pearsall all year because I had him on my fantasy team, but Ricky Pearsall is their only deep threat.
Yeah.
And he has the big passes this year in terms of through the air have all been Ricky Pearsall passes in the very few games that he's played. So if their inability to sort of stretch the defense out really The 49ers anyway are a team, and the way the Eagles play defense, they make you succeed, you know, so there's better chance that you screw up.
Yep.
But you don't have Pearsall, you have there's a much less chance of you getting some big explosive play.
Oh, yeah.
And not having Trent Williams is a huge thing as well.
Because Juwan Jennings is a nice receiver.
He's like a red zone guy.
Yeah. And you can find a way to either easily take him out of the game if there's no other legitimate threat at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
So that certainly would hurt their offense. And Trent Williams, another obvious Hall of Famer, you already know what type of player he is, and having him out there versus not having him out there makes a world of difference in everything that they can do. Not to mention, you may have Jalix Hunt have a field day against whoever is over there playing left tackle. Is that why the line went up? I think the line went up to 4.5.
The line's been going up all week.
They may not be playing.
Well, I also think my guess is the line is just people think that the 49ers are fraudulent. I think that is people betting the Eagles. Okay. I don't know that it's availability.
Yeah.
But it might be part of it. This does not help the Niners. I mean, if the Eagles are now in a position where the line's 4.5, opened up at 3.5, mm-hmm. like the line should be like 6. I really do. For the way the Niners' defense. Now, it's very easy to forget about what the Niners' offense looked like for the four games before the Seahawks game.
I do remember what it looked like before that Seahawks game.
They looked like the best offense in football. Yeah. Purdy was playing outrageous, and they were scoring tons of points, you know.
By the way, I mentioned yesterday he had 20 touchdown passes this year. Yeah, that was in 9 games.
9 games, yeah.
I left that detail out.
Yeah,
that was in just 9 games.
There are some guys, I don't think, like Jared Goff puts up big numbers and wins football games for sure.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I watch Jared Goff and does not pass the eye test to me. Purdy does. Like, I just think Purdy is a different animal than a lot of the sort of, quarterback 6 to 15 game manager guys that we all think are good, but don't know how
good. I definitely think he's past the game manager phase.
I think so.
I think he has.
When I watch him, I feel like I'm watching a good quarterback, a really good quarterback.
So. Doesn't overwhelm you with his arm strength or speed, but it's enough of it there that you see the difference out there.
And I think
you see the difference.
It's like Jalen. It is impressive how good he was early in his career. And Jalen was a second round pick. Purdy was the last pick in the draft.
It's irrelevant, yeah.
Yeah. So 215-592-9494. Should Kevin Petullo be coaching for his job on Sunday? And for next question today, to commemorate the Blizzard of 96, give us a notable event from the 90s. Coming up next.
We're celebrating the Blizzard of 96. It's 60 degrees outside.
Yes. And Bam's getting shot.
He's fine.
He's fine. The only reason we're laughing is because he's fine. I promise you, if he wasn't fine, we wouldn't be laughing nearly as much. No. I'm kidding. Coming up next.
We love you, Bam.
We love Bam.
You, brother.
Love Bam. Bam trying to
he's
put getting, himself
he's,
in
he's
a Mount
getting,
Rushmore.
He's getting an hour.
An hour.
He's getting an hour.
We need to learn
show.
Everything about Bam. Yes. That is time in the clink, you know.
I forgot about
his time
that.
As a Redskins fan.
This dude has had a whole, he's lived three lives.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto. $1,500 at a strip club.
Yep. A night.
Where's the money coming from?
Yep. Oh, my God.
I forgot about all that.
There's so much. The cheerleader outfit. Coming up next, a little high hopes Jackie Baseball Report, and there is a rumor about a significant Phillies free agent going to a big rival for the Phillies. Would not like this one. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel is giving all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite. Take a shot on the underdog or just build a parlay. Then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long. And when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today.